system develops because it is right understanding of a characteristic of a reality.
Mm.
It's not that you think about it by your own thought,
mm.
but according that way, to the way it is,
mm.
just appear by condition.
Mm.
Without condition, even hardness cannot arise.
No.
Mm. So hardness is just hardness.
Mm.
But since it appears to ignorance, concept comes after taking it for something permanent.
Mm.
Actually, the world is not permanent at all. Because you now hear the new world, the world which is hidden by ignorance and attachment.
But we are impressed. There is impression on that. When we touch this the hardness. But we take our hand out, there is the impression, the hardness there.
Because, okay, without touching, can hardness appear?
Without touching, no.
So it depends on the experiencing from birth. It experiences all the time.
Yeah.
There is no time that there is no experiencing at
no.
all. So, and that is the faculty of a reality, a mental reality, which Buddha said is citta.
Mm.
That which experiences, it arises. So one said that a person is born, an animal is born. Because when there is no experiencing, nothing is born. Nothing is born at all. No life at all. So what we take for life, being, person,
mm.
must be that which can experience an object. Through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. That's
so
all
things born from mind.
Not born.
Arise from mind.
No, from conditions.
From
because there are conditions for hardness to arise, to karma, or citta, or temperature, or nutrition. Condition, this rupa, which cannot experience anything. But if there is only that which cannot experience anything, no one knows about flood, lightning, no trouble at all. But since no one can stop the arising of that which experiences, like no one can stop that which is hard, they are all elements. No one can change its characteristic. The element of experiencing, the element of attachment, the element of anger, all are different elements, conditioned by conditions all the time. Even the first moment of life, the first moment of experiencing, arising, and it continue on, arising and falling, experiencing all the time, even while one is asleep, because one is not dead yet. See? So when now begin to understand what one takes for being, animal or human, without that which can experience is dead body. But that which sees, that which hears, that which thinks is real, and not self, not me, not I. Attachment performed is function of being attached. Whenever it arises, it is attached.
But what see can see itself? Can see it itself?
No one. There is no one. The seeing sees visible object now. It's not you. It's not so that which know. It's different moment.
Just
that,
seeing see.
That's it. A moment of life.
But seeing can see itself without the object.
Seeing can see only visible object. Now, visible object appears.
Without object, seeing cannot know itself.
Why do
seeing
you say it sees itself?
Because it seems there is, you confirm the seeing there because there is object there. But without the object, seeing there,
no object, no seeing.
So that's why so it's dependent. Seeing and the object is dependent, each other.
But they are not the same.
Not the same, yes.
With a visible object, there is no seeing. With our sound, there is no hearing.
Mm.
And it's not just with our sound, with our the ears.
So actually, seeing and the object of the seeing arise the same. the same time.
But Buddha taught that the object arises before seeing because it has to impinge on the eye base to condition seeing later.
So even the object arises.
Why not?
What is there to realize the object already arises first? So actually the seeing must be there. To confirm there is something arising.
Is there hardness out there?
If you don't touch, the hardness is just memory.
By conditions, yes. There are hardness everywhere by conditions. But it's not an object of experience when there's no touching. But you cannot stop conditions for anything to arise.
No.
When there are so there are sound. There are visible objects out there, but it's not seen because seeing does not arise. Seeing is that which can see. When it does not arise, no visible object appear at all. But there is condition for visible object to arise. Somewhere, anywhere, with their conditions. Even it's not seen, it's there. Like the whole body.
You bring up the memory. Because sometimes, for example, I see this mirror, but when I turn my back here, just memory. But the memory make us feel the continuity of the mirror in behind, but just memory.
No seeing, only thinking.
Yeah, only thinking, only memory.
That's why thinking is not seeing. Hearing is not seeing. Everything just not the same one. Even seeing that is not previous one.
We need more time for considering.
Yeah. Up or down?
Up, please.